This is Ozarks Lodge. With me on the phone from her home in Bella Vista is Becca Martin Brown. She is the features editor of the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Becca, it's the last day of July. I think you'll probably like that news.
At this point, I figure I can tell you that I've lost 100 pounds. I'm 5'10" and I look 30 years old, and you'll just go, uh-huh.
Yep, there you go.
Okay. You've been around here as long as I have. Do you recognize the name Bunky Boger?
Vaguely rodeo associated, yes.
Bunky was a rodeo clown, and he passed away in 2018. But he was around the rodeo of the Ozarks, and he and his wife Connie had a petting zoo that traveled all over the country going to fairs and rodeos and stuff. Because she has this passion to let kids see real animals, like to milk a cow. No milk comes out of a cow, not out of a refrigerator section.
Right.
So when he passed away, she did 2019 with the help of her kids, four semi-truck and trailer combinations from Roswell, New Mexico to Boise, Idaho, to Wisconsin, to Florida. They even did this at one point in Puerto Rico.
Oh, wow.
I love this story.
How'd they get the animals there? Did they fly them or float them?
I didn't ask.
Okay, all right.
So, my best friend lives out on Hickory Creek.
Okay.
And she stopped and did some investigative reporting because she saw a circus tent go up along the road. And she thought, well, that's odd. I imagine Becca would like to know about this.
And you did.
And stopped and met Connie Boger, who has decided to do a petting zoo there at her house because she hasn't done any. Everything fell out from under her this year. Mm. And there's all those people going back and forth to Hickory Creek to the lake that could stop and the kids could pet cows and goats and horses and ride ponies. There's no cost for anything, except that you can buy food to feed the critters.
Mm-hmm.
You can socially distance. So she's going to be open from 2 to 7 on Saturdays and Sundays, basically until she gets tired of it.
All right.
At 13231 Hickory Creek Road. It's on the way to Hickory Creek Park. Also, if you're used to going to Eureka Springs, but you really don't feel comfortable like, you know, going from shop to shop or whatever, the Eureka Springs Historical Museum has a new exhibit. And there's social distancing and all that stuff. It's called Celebrating 100 Years of Women's Right to Vote. Imagine that there was a woman named Eliza Dorman Filer who formed the Arkansas Women's Suffrage Association in 1881. Imagine that happening in Eureka Springs.
I can imagine that happening.
Me too. The museum's open from 9:30 to 4, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's $5 for adults. Give them money. They don't get any, like, city or state funding or anything. And then if you want to just go see art that's kind of like drive-through, almost.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new exhibit up at the Bentonville branch, I can't talk, of the First National Bank of Northwest Arkansas. This is the bank that Zeke Taylor is the art director for.
Zeke, who also lives in Eureka.
Right. And when the bank was being built, they wanted it to be a gallery space too. So they have these beautiful, huge, like Macy's storefront windows where you can see the art. And this, he changes the exhibit every 3 months, and it's always four artists. This time it happens to be four artists from Eureka Springs: Barbara Kennedy, Leon Willis, Jody Stevenson, and Ron Lutz. And all you have to do is just go find it.
That's all you have to do. That's great.
And it's easy because it's at 402 Southwest A Street. You know, the word for the coronavirus outbreak is pivot.
Yes, absolutely.
Everybody's pivoting to find a way to continue to produce art or showcase art. Theater Squared is no exception. They're hosting the first live performance back in the building on August 8th.
Right. The limited number of people in the audience, but the rest of us can watch online?
Yes. It's not theater. It's a concert with Larry Mitchell, U.S. Poet Laureate Joy Harjo, and Katie Martin. And it will be very limited tickets, but they're going to try out their brand new, shiny, multi-camera, high-definition broadcast system. Mm. So literally anywhere you can live stream this for free with a suggested donation to help support the theater.
Right.
And it lets them test drive how we're hoping to do theater this fall.
Exactly.
Larry Mitchell is a Grammy Award-winning producer, engineer, and performer. Harjo was the Poet Laureate in 2019. 7 o'clock on August 8th, and you can visit theater2.org to find out about the live streaming again. A donation would be nice. And check out Sunday's What's Up, because there's also a story about the next installment of Theater Squared's new play festival, The Interrogator, which they're doing by Zoom.
Well, that's quite a menu right there.
It's coming back in weird ways, but it's coming back.
Becca Martin Brown is the features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. And one of these days, you'll come back to our studio, but we'll be safe until
then. I promise.
Yes. Thanks, Becca.